Renown Health and the Regional Emergency Medical Services Authority, or REMSA, are forming an alliance to cut down on the unnecessary use of the healthcare system and also to reduce out-of-pocket costs in the community. Joining me in the studio are the presidents and CEOs from Renown Health, Dr. Anthony Slonim, and from REMSA, Dean Dow.
Thank you for having us.
Pleasure. Thank you.
So with the unnecessary visits to the ER rising, REMSA has been working on solutions like community paramedicine and ambulance transport alternatives. Dean Dow, let's start with you. What are these services and how do these approaches help to cut down on the burden to the healthcare system?
Community paramedicine was started in this country approximately 7 years ago as a test program and a way to bring highly trained paramedics into a home setting as opposed to just in a 911 or emergency setting. So these are paramedics that have hundreds of hours of additional training, and they can actually work with patients in their home to monitor their health care and their needs on an ongoing basis. Ambulance Transport Alternative is a program that's been created to, again, have a patient in a healthcare pathway that is the correct pathway for them. So we are able to transport patients, let's say, to urgent care centers or to mental health facilities, and not always to the emergency department. Because at the end of the day, part of this process is realizing that not all patients need to go to the emergency department.
And then to you, Dr. Anthony Slonim, ERs across the country have been overburdened with people showing up with conditions that don't really require emergency care, but rather could have been helped by a primary care doctor or by urgent care. Why are we seeing more people going to the ER, and are you seeing this happen in Reno as well?
We're absolutely seeing this in Reno, and I think part of the issue has to do with an education phenomenon. We need people to understand that there are other places in which they can get appropriate care. Not everyone needs the emergency department when they have a minor illness or a minor injury. And so making sure that we get the right people to the right setting is important for us as we embark upon this partnership. I think one of the other things that's important is how there may be few alternatives for some categories of people. So what we notice here in Reno is that our emergency department is overwhelmingly occupied with people who have mental conditions or mental illness, because this community support services may not be available to care for them more effectively in alternate settings. And so that tends to, if you will, bog down the system. And then someone who comes in with chest pain or something acute actually becomes a bigger issue for them, because we've got to make sure there's adequate flow through our emergency departments.
Since we are seeing more visits to the ER, critics of the Affordable Care Act have attributed the increase to this legislation. What are your thoughts about that?
Well, I think one of the things that the Affordable Care Act does for us is to suggest that we need a broader approach to the health and healthcare needs of our community. And the way that Renown Health is approaching that is very similar to the way REMSA is approaching it, which is all of those, the entire population, is our community. I think one of the important parts about the collaboration is we will never have enough physicians and nurses alone to care for all of the health and healthcare needs of people. So this is an innovative model that uses the skills and expertise of others, including paramedics and nurses, to help us address the needs of the community more broadly, even beyond what we're able to do now within the walls of the hospital.
And so let me go back now to Dean Dow. Since REMSA has had many of these services in place for the last 4 years, what are some of the benefits that you've been seeing in terms of health outcomes or benefits to the community?
We've been able to have approximately 1,400 people, patients in the community paramedicine program through the 4 years. We've also had approximately 1,500 patients correctly managed and steered into correct healthcare pathways. Our nurse health line has received approximately 18,000 calls per year. That we believe we're on a pathway to save approximately about $1.6 million in the first 12 months of this partnership. And those savings come from patients not going to the emergency department, going to a more appropriate setting for their health care.
Thank you both for sharing your insights today.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Dean Dow is with REMSA, and Dr. Anthony Slonim is with Renown Health.